Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include talking to people about Falun Dafa on the Tel Aviv promenade, lectures at San Diego University's spotlight human organ trafficking in China, Canadian lawmakers call on Prime Minister to help rescue Falun Gong practitioner in China, New York, Falun Dafa Group performs in nation's largest Veterans Day event. Once imprisoned for 7 years, practitioner Zhang Yanhua again detained and tortured. And people are speaking out in support of Falun Gong in China. Now for the stories. Talking to people about Falun Dafa on the Tel Aviv promenade. The 15th Israeli Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference was held in Tel Aviv on November 4th. On the day prior, the conference attendees gathered outdoors on the promenade of Tel Aviv, a busy place for locals and tourists alike. Practitioners from all over the country and guests from abroad gathered to demonstrate the Falun Dafa exercises and raise public awareness of the persecution of fellow practitioners in China. They handed out informational materials to passers-by and talked about the ongoing persecution. Many people expressed support and signed the petition calling to bring Zhang Zemin to justice for his crimes against humanity. Zhang is the former Communist Party leader who launched the brutal persecution campaign against Falun Gong practitioners. One woman passing by said that this was her first time hearing about Falun Dafa and the persecution. She said, "It sounds crazy to me, but nothing surprises me about China." She then said that she had practiced Qigong once, but this was her first time hearing about the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. "It's relaxing, it's wonderful, and a very important message," she said. She wished the practitioners great success and left with an encouraging message, "Keep spreading goodness." Another passerby expressed great admiration for the tolerance of the practitioners who persevered under the hot sun without moving. "Congratulations on your practice," she said. This was the first time she had heard about Falun Dafa. Michael, a martial arts practitioner who happened to pass by, said, "When I heard about Falun Dafa, I was glad to learn that there really are such good people." He then added that he'd heard about the persecution and about the Chinese regime's organ harvesting from Dafa practitioners in China for profit, and how they are being forced to give up their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He then called out, "I recommend that all those who care about the existence of a genuine spiritual practice, peace of mind, and love and peace, to sign the petition to prosecute those who ordered the persecution and those who are currently enforcing it in China."
Lectures at San Diego, California University's Spotlight Human Organ Trafficking in China. The International Coalition to End Organ Pillaging in China co-hosted panel discussions at two large public universities in San Diego, California earlier this month. The events aimed to raise awareness of China's massive organ transplant abuses and support a resolution introduced by State Senator Joel Anderson in the California Senate condemning human rights violations in China. The resolution SJR-10 was pulled from the Senate floor after threats from the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. Approximately 200 students and faculty members attended the event at the Parma Payne Goodall Alumni Center at San Diego State University on the evening of November 21st. A second event took place the following evening at the Price Center Theater on the University of California San Diego campus. Among the speakers at both events were Senator Joel Anderson, former Canadian Secretary of State David Kilgore, and international human rights lawyer David Mattis. Mr. Kilgore and Mr. Mattis co-authored the book Bloody Harvest and two investigative reports on forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong prisoners, the main victims of this crime. They spoke about their investigation over the past decade, and in particular, their 2016 updated report, which estimates that the Chinese regime is performing 60 to 100,000 transplants per year, as opposed to 10,000 per year, as Chinese authorities claim. I was a prosecutor for 10 years, so I know something about evidence, Mr. Kilgore said. Our investigation found evidence of large-scale organ seizures from unwilling Falun Gong practitioners. Their vital organs, including kidneys, livers, corneas, and hearts, were seized involuntarily for sale at high prices, sometimes to foreigners, who normally face long waits for voluntary donations of such organs in their home countries. In his speech, Senator Joel Anderson said, "There are very few issues in our lives that we can stand strong and really make a difference. And standing up for human rights, no matter where they are in the world, I believe, is that issue." He explained that in July, he had introduced Senate Joint Resolution 10, which officially condemns the persecution in China. He explained that in July, he had introduced Senate Joint Resolution 10, which officially condemns the persecution in China. After receiving bipartisan support in the Senate Judiciary Committee, SJR 10 was unexpectedly sent back to the Rules Committee by the Senate leadership after the Chinese Consulate General in San Francisco sent a letter to every senator threatening California's working relationship with China. Senator Anderson said he would continue his efforts to get SJR 10 back on the Senate floor. "We cannot tolerate interference from a communist foreign power with a state legislator," he said. "SJR 10 deserves a vote on the Senate floor."
Canadian lawmakers call on Prime Minister to help rescue Falun Gong practitioner in China. Before Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau's trip to the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Vietnam, several lawmakers urged him to bring up Falun Gong while meeting with Chinese leaders, in particular to request the release of the detained Canadian, Xu Qian, who was arrested in China for her belief in Falun Gong in February 2017. Sun is a China-born businesswoman who immigrated to Canada as an investor and became a Canadian citizen. She founded the Beijing Ledman Biochemistry Company and was on the Who Run Report's list of China's top wealthiest people from 2012 to 2016. She began practicing the Falun Dafa self-improvement and meditation discipline in 2014, which helped her recover from chronic health problems. Conservative MP Scott Reed recently wrote a letter to Trudeau asking him to raise the issue with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Vietnam. Erwin Kotler, a former Liberal MP and Minister of Justice, says it's important that the Chinese authorities realize they cannot violate the rights of a Canadian citizen with impunity. He said, "I think that the Prime Minister has expressed himself that there's no contradiction between pursuing trade and protecting human rights, and this is a case study of how we can go to a conference and promote trade, but not at the expense of human rights." Peter Kent, a Conservative MP and former Environment Minister, said Trudeau should make a point of raising Canada's concerns about the detention of Sun and Falun Dafa adherents. He said, "We know that with regards to Sun, she has been detained. She has suffered what can be properly characterized as torture, mistreatment. I think the Prime Minister should make a point of raising Canada's legitimate concerns, not only about this single case, but about the infringement of the rights of other Chinese Canadians or of the families of Chinese Canadians who are being persecuted merely for their beliefs," he said.
New York City, Falun Dafa Group performs in nation's largest Veterans Day event. Falun Dafa practitioners in New York participated in the Veterans Day Parade in Manhattan, New York, on November 11, 2017. Their participation in this Veteran Day's event, the largest in the nation, dates back to 2004. Parade organizer Mr. Mark Otto said, "So this year, our Grand Marshal Buzz Aldrin was the astronaut who was actually on the moon. We have about 38,000 marchers, and we are the largest celebration of the veterans of the country every year." The parade moved along Fifth Avenue from 26th to 23rd Streets, lasting for 4 hours. The parade featured more than 350 entries from military units, civic and youth groups, businesses, high school bands from across the country, and veterans of all eras. The organizers' estimated turnout was over 500,000 spectators. The Tian Guo marching band that led the Falun Dafa contingent was composed of more than 160 Falun Dafa practitioners. They performed the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, and their original music pieces, including Holy Songs and The Return in Triumph. "The band is cool," said a couple watching the parade. "When the Tian Guo marching band was passing by, we looked at each other and said, 'Wow.'" Ms. Yi Rong, head of the Falun Dafa Association, said that the Falun Dafa group has been invited to participate in the nation's largest Veteran Day parade for years, bringing the wonderfulness of Falun Dafa and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to mainstream society and people of all ethnic groups in the United States. Through the years of Falun Dafa practitioners' efforts to raise awareness about the practice and the brutal persecution in China, more and more people have shown support. She said that the participation and outstanding performances of the Falun Dafa group was, in itself, counteracting the Chinese Communist regime's lies. Max, a spectator, said, "I can't understand why they are being persecuted. They look so peaceful and wonderful." A few Chinese in front of the main stage watching the parade said, "Falun Dafa has a huge impact in the United States. They are peaceful and disciplined." Tom, another spectator, applauded and waved to the Falun Dafa contingent as it passed by. He said, "They are beautiful, spectacular. They bring peace to the world."
Once in prison for 7 years, practitioner Zhang Yanhua again detained and tortured. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Zhang Yanhua refused to renounce her faith. The Qichihar City resident served a 7-year sentence in the Heilongjiang Women's Prison several years ago. She was arrested again on March 21, 2017, and released on July 4. Ms. Zhang recounts the ordeal she suffered at the hands of police, guards, inmates, and doctors. She said, "I was getting ready to go to work on March 21, 2017, when a group of policemen broke into my home. They ransacked my home and confiscated my cell phone, Falun Gong books, and 38,000 yuan in cash. They took me and my daughter to the police station. At the station, I was put into an iron chair torture device. My hands were pulled through 2 circles on the back of the chair and cuffed together. My legs were tied to the legs of the chair. 2 policemen entered the torture room at 5 p.m. They rolled up magazines, struck me in the face and upper body, kicked me in the legs with their leather shoes, pulled my arms, and twisted my wrists. I was in excruciating pain. They tortured me for 5 hours and released me from the chair at midnight. I was then transferred to the Qichihar Detention Center. As I was innocent of any crime, I refused to perform any kind of labor. Thus, the guard named Han ordered the inmates to beat me. I told her that she was knowingly violating the law and abusing her power. She looked at me and said, 'So I did. What can you do about it?' I was beaten by 3 inmates again. The next day, 2 inmates pulled my clothes off and poured large barrels of ice-cold water over me. I went on a hunger strike from the day I was arrested. After 3 days, I had lost a lot of weight. I was then moved to a different area where I was force-fed. The prison doctor ordered an inmate to put a large amount of salt in the food. After the force feeding, I had a terrible headache, nausea, and felt extremely thirsty. I asked them why they put in so much salt. The prison doctor claimed that I needed it. I was force-fed 7 times. When I returned to my cell, my heart began beating irregularly, and I stopped breathing on and off. An inmate eventually called the prison doctor, and I was taken to a hospital outside the prison system on July 4th for emergency rescue and released 3 days later.
People are speaking out in support of Falun Gong in China. As Falun Gong practitioners persistently tell people the facts about the practice, despite the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, more and more people in China are coming to understand the goodness of Falun Gong and recognize the corrupt nature of the CCP and why the practice is persecuted. Hebei Province. I support Master Li Hongzhi. I am a Falun Gong practitioner from Yanjiao, Hebei Province. I met an elderly man when I was talking to people about Falun Gong. He told me, "I support Master Li Hongzhi and I wish him a long life. If everyone could follow Master Li's words, society would not be corrupt any longer." He repeatedly said that he supported Master Li and publicly reads the Mingwei weekly publication. One of his family members who was with him asked him, "You always denigrate the party. Aren't you afraid?" He said, "No, I'm not. The Communist Party is indeed wicked." I recently met a senior official who used to work in a local brainwashing center. He said, "Those who practice Falun Gong are great. They kept our center clean. Every one of them washed his own bowl after eating and put it away. They finished all the food without wasting anything. The government gave each of us a copy of the book Juan Falun and told us to investigate what kind of people these practitioners are. We couldn't figure it out. The government took away our books afterwards." When I talked with a retired high-ranking court official, he said, "I know why former CCP leader Jiang Zemin suppressed Falun Gong. It is because the quality of this group of people is so great. No other group of people can accomplish what they have. Over 10,000 people went to the National Appeals Office without being told. They came out of nowhere and they didn't leave a piece of trash behind, not even a cigarette butt. The Chinese military is not as disciplined as that. This group will become incredibly powerful once it grows large. That's the reason the CCP suppresses it. I know the people who practice Falun Gong are good people." He told me that the wife of the president of a local court is also a Falun Gong practitioner. He was told to persuade his wife to give up her practice, but failed. He was forced to divorce her.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.